Actors, voice artists, I'm with you. I am one of you. This video is here to help you. So when I say that your voice reel sucks, it's not to try and be mean. I'm going to give you three things you can do to improve your game when it comes to getting work, getting an agent, or just understanding what you're putting out there. Because as an actor, we want to be able to ensure that all possibilities are covered, that we can provide material evidence of us being emotional, angry, sad. Maybe we want to be able to show how many accents we can do or different kinds of voices. I get it, but none of that is going to get you work. You're doing too much. Now, I've been on both sides of the casting process and I know what it is to strive to want to show everyone everything I can do. I've also seen what happens when I listen to people's reels and how I feel knowing that they're just going everywhere and not giving me anything specific. And it's not just me. I've spoken to producers, voice artists and people working in the gaming industry who have all said the same thing. I started recording people's voiceover reels in 2010 and since then I've actually recorded hundreds of hours of me personally in voiceover jobs and recorded other people. What happens is when you do this, you start to learn patterns. You listen out for commercials, narrations, cartoons, animations, and you start paying attention to what people are doing because once you've been in that environment, you have a better understanding. And the common patterns and trends tend to change, but there are some fundamentals that stay the same, especially for an employer, especially for someone who's engaging with your material and hearing it for the first time, which is what your demo is. It's your calling card. It's your opportunity to get heard and get work. The first thing you're doing wrong and why your voice reel sucks is it's too long. You're giving people way too much time to listen to your voice and they're going to tune out after 30 seconds if they get to 30 seconds. Now, I spoke to one producer who actually listened to lots of voice reels and he said if they see a reel that's longer than a minute, they don't even listen to it. Pay attention, folks. If it's too long, people won't even listen. You want to make sure that you're short, sharp, giving them exactly what they've asked for. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have lots of different styles, but for each job, you need to break it down into 15-second segments. 15 seconds is ample time for someone to judge what you're giving them on what they're looking for. And in fact, knowing that they've only got 15 seconds makes them more likely to listen to it in the first place. And you can maximize that 15 seconds by knowing what you're doing. And by that, I mean, if you're going for a certain type of commercial, give them that type of voice. And if you're going for a cartoon character, give them that kind of voice. Don't spread it out and have a mixed reel with all this, that and the other, being a pirate, being a squid at the bottom of the ocean, then being a, someone selling fairy hand soap. It doesn't work because you're confusing them. So give the thing that they need. So you have to make plenty of voice reels and just take out which one is appropriate. Which brings me directly on to number two. You're doing too many voices. I've said you should split up everything you do. How well can you do each type of accent, each type of characteristic that you're trying to portray? How well can you do that? Or are you just throwing it out there? Is it a party trick or can you actually convince someone in each voice that you are that person? Because I'm telling you, there's only one voice that you do really well, and that's your voice. And that's 99% of the work you'll ever get in your life. If you're lucky, you'll tip into the extra 1% because you're really good at everything you do. And again, this comes back to my initial statement of we want to showcase everything we can do. But by pulling back, by holding on, by not trying to do that, you're actually improving your opportunities to get work and to get heard. So whereas in point one, I said make them shorter, in point two, have less options. Just pick five things that you can do absolutely steamingly well and do them to the best of your ability. Once you've got those five, send them out for work and you can start working on your next voice. And you can start working your next voice like that, or next style, or whatever it is you're trying to do. Because I'm not sure if you want to work in gaming or voiceover, narrative. Most money is in commercial work because that's what sells things, right? And most people want your colloquial voice. They want you to speak in the accent you speak. That's what gives you your power. If you're trying to be someone you're not, someone else that's closer to that will get that role because they'll be better at it, because it's more natural to them. The third reason why your voice recording sucks is because the quality sucks. right? You've recorded it yourself. You don't quite know what you're doing. You're recording too many styles, too many voices. It's too long. And the quality's no good. You're picking the wrong kind of music and not able to mix it in together. Maybe you're using a cheap microphone or a microphone like this, which isn't really good for voiceover. This is great for rock singing. But for voiceover, it doesn't pick up all the tones that you want. There's different kind of mics and better mics for that. So you should do your research. You should look into it and figure out what's going to be best for my voice. What's going to showcase my talents? Is it doing it myself or is it getting someone else to do it for me? If you want to do it yourself, there are courses out there like my Complete Voiceover Starter Kit, which will guide you through everything you need to know to get work in the voiceover industry. But if you really don't want to do it yourself, go to a studio, pay a bit of money, and get someone to record your voice properly. They will mix it together, you will sound amazing, and hopefully they'll give you guidance as to what kind of material works best for your voice. Because if they're working in the industry, they hear this stuff a lot, and they see this stuff all the time. So they're in the best position to tell you whether or not you're on the right track. Having someone to give you feedback is going to be so valuable and save you so much time and heartache later on. Because once you've done your 100 voices of a 10-minute reel, which no one's ever going to listen to in the first place, and you start getting heartbroken because of all the work and time that you've put into it, you could have just like saved yourself all that time and money and just done a couple of things, like 5 different styles on 5 different reels, 15 seconds each, and then you'll get lots of work. A lot more work, more opportunity, because more people want to hear it, more people will stay to hear all of it, and more people know that you know what you are, and what you sound like, and what you can do. That's it. Sort those 3 things out, and your voice reel will not suck anymore. Now, I've clearly stated in this video that you shouldn't do too many voices, but if you really want to do that, if you absolutely have to start finding ways of making new characters and expressions, there's only one video on the entire internet that's going to tell you how to do that properly. That's this one right here. I made it a few years ago. It's one of my most popular videos, and it's going to give you all the tools you need to make as many voices as you want. 100 is a good start, right? There it is. Enjoy. See you there. Got a feeling there's no longer any room for two. And I believe it wouldn't hurt to have the extra room.